Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nukes and Bear, we're going to let you hear more of Alex Anthopoulos, Braves general manager, who spoke after the trade deadline came and went. Braves made no moves. As a matter of fact, Braves lose today, and now it is all about the big game at Bristol, but they lose today. 3-2, it is over, and our record stands at 46-63, but who's caring, who's counting? We don't care about all that now. Saturday, though, it is going to be a cool thing to be a part of. I know you were thinking about going up a few weeks back. You talked about it.
Yeah, I mean, we were going to go up to Harrah's and Cherokee, bounce around, go hit the mountains up to Bristol. I got a lot of friends from up in that neck of the woods, the Virginia Panhandle, and the Tri-Cities area from back in the radio days. But, yeah, man, I kind of just lost a little juice with the way the Braves have been sliding. You know, I got to be honest with you. This kind of just took some of the steam out of my stride. So sold the tickets to a buddy of mine. So he's going up with his kid.
Very cool.
And it's going to be neat. About 85 to 86,000 people. It's going to be a spectacle, just like when Virginia Tech played Tennessee up there. I mean, I don't know how all the sight lines are going to be, but still, you can say you were there for the first ever professional baseball game in the state of Tennessee.
Correct.
Which is kind of interesting. Minor league doesn't count, but that's going to be look, it's going to look great. Hopefully, Strider goes out and gives us one of the few high points of the season.
That's a good way to put it, Mike. 7:15 on Fox tomorrow, if you're wondering. So
Spaltzy on the call.
Yes, and I want to tune in just to see what it looks like, right? What they've done, what to your point, what the sight lines are, because that was the big fuss when they had the college football game there. People were so far away from the action. I think we take for granted when we go to these college football games, whether it's Sanford Stadium, it doesn't matter. Georgia Tech, you're on top of the action, and they were so far away, but it's a racetrack, so you're putting a baseball field in the infield of a racetrack.
Right. I mean, it's the greatest half-mile track in the world for some people. I always enjoyed it. It was the greatest NASCAR race every year. It sold out. There was a waiting list. You couldn't get in. And as NASCAR's Carl has messed with the sport so much, you know, the attendance has waned. Viewership has waned on the races. No longer the big deal. Remember they did the dirt track at Bristol a couple years ago?
They sure did.
Kind of like pump it up. It's a shame now. Hey, it's cool for Bristol. It's another revenue stream for them. But the big picture for NASCAR is you get more crowds for baseball games than you are for races.
Hey, man, we're live up here again hanging out. We just got a couple of listeners that stopped by hanging out with us. Thank you guys for coming. And they were like, hey, we wanted to come hang out with you guys. We've been telling you, come. It's a beautiful day. We were just talking with Mike, our sales manager's up here. He's got stuff going on, but we were just talking about how beautiful it is. And I said to Mike, the weather's supposed to cool off this weekend. I don't know if that means rain or whatever, but I was like, man, high 70s, early 80s. I'm like, I love it. And we were having this argument about, like, are you over the heat already?
I mean, I want a nice summer, like 80. You know, Day-Day's like,
I'm with you.
He wants the heat. Carl wants it at 72. I said, you know, 82 is a nice round number.
It is.
Because I can, you know me, my spirit animal is a manatee. I will float in the pool all weekend. Matter of fact, I'm going to go float in that lake right now. But I'm just saying, 72 before Labor Day, that's too early.
I'll take it.
Too cool.
I'll take it.
Too cool for school.
The way this heat's been. Look at Slim right now. Slim's got a towel on his head. Come on, Mike.
Yeah, but Slim's cool like that.
Yeah, well, that's true. Hey, man, we got to talk about what's going on around the NFL. I will tell you guys, if you're just tuning in, Micah Parsons, has asked for a trade from the Dallas Cowboys. Now, before we get into the particulars, because he said he submitted this to Stephen Jones himself, right. CeeDee Lamb, his teammate, put out there literally minutes ago, never fails, dog.
Yeah.
Just pay the man what you owe him. No need for all the extracurricular. That's his teammate, CeeDee Lamb, right. who also went through this very similar situation.
I tweeted it out earlier saying, you know, the last 10 years, you could argue the last three decades, but I just was being generous. I said the last 10 years for Jerry. It's come down. He went through this with Dez Bryant. Dez Bryant, they were going to franchise tag him. He was going to hold out. Back in the day, you could hold out. Now you don't get the money back when you get your contract done. He's done this now with every one of his star players. I mean, look, is Dak worth – either you believe in Dak or you don't. They did. They probably paid him too much, and now they're stuck with it. So now you got to try to ask Dak to give some back. He's not going to do that. Then you get to the Matt Ryan Falcon territory, where all you can do to create cap space is keep moving money around in the form of a signing bonus, and then your number becomes ridiculous, and you never get out of that cap hell. It's like being upside down on a car. So either you know, you got to look at it. If you're Jerry, you can find some other place to trim the fat, but you still need to put 22 guys on the field, 53 men on the roster.
You get hit by a car.
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah. But, I mean, when you say things like that, I give him another year. I mean, he could be hit by a car. What's going to happen in 5 years? Jerry's lost it. The Cowboys are a joke. They've never won anything since, you know, let's be honest, Jimmy Johnson's nucleus that he built that Barry Switzer got one more Super Bowl out of. It's ridiculous. Girl, they'll get a good offensive line, and they'll get a good skill position player, but they'll never win a championship, especially with an uninspired hire like Schottenheimer. And now you're losing the guys in the locker room.
Well, talent
now the players
wins.
They roll their eyes and go, this guy's a clown.
Look, you know what CeeDee Lamb knows? He knows what every other great player in the league knows. Dog, I ain't winning when I look over and I see the guy that is not as talented. It's what Atlanta, we haven't had enough of. We haven't had enough talented guys in the locker room. Had some good guys. We haven't had enough talented guys. It's starting to feel like Bijan, Drake,
right?
Think Pitts. Okay, defensively, we drafted some talented guys. Man, that's what it's about. CeeDee Lamb knows I am not as good on this Cowboys team without that dude in this locker room. Hey, man, we're going to talk more about what's going on. Yeah, man, no man's on the way, and we'll let you hear from Alex Anthopoulos as well. By the way, Steve Koonin returns. A couple of weeks off for him. He'll be in the 4 o'clock hour. And if you missed Kirby Smart on the Steakhouse, we're going to play that for you as well coming up in the 4 o'clock hour as the dogs are practicing as well. Right now, though, let's get to 4th and 1. So this is what Parsons said. Synopsis, guys. Short version. This is what he gave to the Cowboys today. I no longer want to be here. I no longer want to be held to a closed-door negotiation without my agent present. I no longer want shots taken at me for getting injured while laying it on the line for the organization, our fans, and my teammates. He also said in this written statement that he gave the Cowboys today, I've made a tough decision. I no longer want to play for the Cowboys. My trade request has been submitted personally.
Right. So whether you feel this is just a negotiating ploy, because other guys have done this, you know, in other teams, other sports, seems like it's more than that. Seems like this is legit.
It feels like
it. It feels mighty real to me.
It does, Mike.
You know, because, again, I am the best. I'm the best defensive player in the league, and you treat me like an idiot.
But he's like, I'm tired of being crapped on by the owner.
Yes.
And remember, if you don't remember this, Mike and I played this for you last week. And, oh, I don't know if you can find it. Jerry Jones claimed he was hurt six games. He was hurt 4. And he was like, well, and then he talked about, I don't want to pay him because he could potentially be hurt, which is the dumbest thing ever. Yeah. Guys, it's risk-reward. You pay guys not knowing what's going to happen, but you pay them based on what they bring to your football team.
It's a childish argument.
It is.
For an NFL owner of Jerry. That's what I'm saying. Jerry Jones is losing it. They got to keep him off the microphone. His son, the idiot son, Daddy, my hat came off. Too bad your head wasn't in it. You think he's going to be any better?
No.
I think Stephen Jones, it's literally idiot one and idiot two.
Well, you learn from the people that you're around, Mike.
Right.
I mean,
how to mismanage an NFL team.
They've not let anybody else in the building, and so he's seeing how Dad is running it.
Take a listen.
Just because we sign him doesn't mean we're going to have him. He was hurt 6 games last year. Seriously. I remember signing a player for the highest paid at the position in the league, and he got knocked out 2/3 of the year, Dak Prescott. So there's a lot of things you can think about, just as the player does, when you're thinking about committing and guaranteeing money.
Again, it's all set up. There's a There is a contract, Carl, that gets signed if a really good player is going into his fifth year, right? That's pretty much how it works. If you're Kyle Pitts and there's a little bit of indecision because there's been inconsistency, then you let him play out that fifth year. But if you're Micah Parsons, it's time to get paid. It's go time. You've shown it. You are one of the best players. And, yes, like, as if Micah Parsons doesn't play with pain. You know, I mean, come on. Give me a break. So, yeah. Jerry, if you want to alienate your players, if you want to have free agents not want to come to Dallas, mission accomplished.
I agree.
That you can afford a free agent anyway.
You really can't. Cass Kelly hits us up. He says, Dukes, you know they really want Pierce or Walker in return, right? Cowboys need picks. Mike's talked about this.
Right.
They've got to restock, right, the franchise.
But cheaply.
There you go. And the way you do that is through the draft. You don't do that. And listen, even if they ask for those guys, if I'm the Falcons, and we're speculating here, guys, we do not know if they're interested, if this is going to play out, but why not dream about it?
Right. Well, you'd have to give up Pierce because Pierce has a 27th overall pick. That's a cheaper next 4 years.
It is.
That's a cheaper deal.
But here's the deal. If I'm in this negotiation, I say I'm not giving up any players. I'll give you 3 first-rounders. That's where I'm at. We're fine, guys. We got 2 young studs on the edge. If you can add Parsons under your terms, then do it. The Cowboys are in desperate need of resetting, to Mike's point, cheaper versions of what they've got. And the way you do that is stock draft picks, and then you negotiate and make moves as we get closer to next spring. But they're not going to just go ask for players right now because they're not trying to incorporate more salary.
Right. I mean, it is interesting how would you turn around and trade a guy you just drafted? I don't know what the protocols and what the precedents are for that, but, you know, the idea that a Jalen Walker, who haven't even seen yet, who we felt was a gift from the gods to fall from what we perceive as be top 10 to 15, and all of a sudden could you turn around and send him to Dallas with 2 first-round picks and get Micah Parsons? And who would say no to that? As much as we love Jalen Walker.
Mike, I'm all in.
How could you say no?
I'm all in. Jalen, we love you. I'm all in.
Or Pierce, for that matter. Pierce at a first round.
I don't want to give up either. That's where I'm at. No. But if you're telling me that's what the deal was, Falcon fans, you're not going to say yes.
But if I could have Micah Parsons and a slightly smaller version of Micah Parsons, I mean, just 1 inch shorter, that's Jalen Walker for my future? Giddy up. Because Leonard Floyd's here for 1 year. And then again, or if you believe that Pierce is going to be this homewrecker, you have Pierce out there next to a Micah Parsons for 5 years. Giddy up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's bookends at the most important position on defense.
Then a guy hits us up. He says, Dean, if we got Parsons, you'd be complaining that we've got too much and it doesn't work. Shut up. Are you, an idiot?
Come on.
Come on, Damon.
Sit down. Shut up.
Shut up. Who would be complaining about getting Micah Parsons?
Come on, man.
We haven't. I just told you. Are you listening to me?
Right.
I just told you we haven't had enough talent in this city. We haven't had enough talent on the Falcons.
Right. Now, we're excited about the guys we've drafted. We're excited about watching them develop. But here's the finished product. Micah Parsons is the man. Jalen Walker may be the man. Pierce may be the man. He is the man. So go get the man.
Next to the man.
Next to the man. And then you decide which man is going to stay. Maybe that's Pierce. Maybe that's Walker. If that would, and again, I don't even know. But the Cowboys are so screwed up, I don't even know if that would interest them.
I don't know
either. They may just want 3 first-round picks.
I don't know either. You know what? Let's hope they're that dumb. Let's hope that. Because that would be the situation. We just want picks.
Right.
Okay, great.
And if we're good, then they are going to be the 25 to the 32nd pick. Right?
You guys,
if we're going to be in the playoffs the next 5 years.
And by the way, I'm starting to come aside. I'm coming to your side here more and more with people that are cheering for management. If you're a Falcon fan, how can you even dispute this? Like, I'm getting these texts and tweets, Mike, from people who are like, well, you know, if this happened, stop.
Again, I say it to Carl all the time. Atlanta, I thought we were getting out of this. I got here like 27 years ago. So corporate. It's the only city where fans actually root for the front office. Well, I don't think the Braves should be spending too much money. What? Is the red lot free last time I checked?
No, it's very expensive.
I mean, what are you talking about?
$75 to park.
The only city in America where people root for management over the ultimate goal, which is to win the freaking championship by all means necessary.
Yeah, I just...
Drives me crazy.
But all I'm saying, Cass and Luke and all you guys, Luke goes, this ain't MLB. Picks, fool!
Dude.
This is how the NFL works.
Are you familiar on how the Cowboys built their franchise under Jim
Kelly?
They traded Herschel Walker. For a bunch of picks.
Ugh.
Come on.
All right. That's going on. Meanwhile, Mike, what do you think of the Terry McLaurin trade request? He's requested a trade from the Commanders.
Hey, this guy's been so money. He's been so under the radar because you're not familiar with his quarterbacks until he finally got a good quarterback delivering the football this year. I mean, he's been a sort of a fantasy sleeper for many guys over the years. He deserves that top 5 money. Now, I mean, I don't know if he's looking for Justin Jefferson money. I think that's or Jamar Chase money. That's probably a bit rich.
I agree,
but I think a tick below that is certainly right where he needs to be.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA cleared and CE marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, and look, I'm surprised. Look,
Kyle, where Drake, I think, needs to be slotted.
I'm with you. Fair deal.
Right.
By the way, Commanders on our schedule this year. Fourth game of the season.
Right.
All right, we'll see where that goes. Baker Mayfield, by the way, suffers a hand contusion. Listed as day-to-day. It doesn't seem like he's going to stay out or be out for a long period of time.
A bruise on the hand is going to keep Baker down.
All right, we're coming back. We got a lot more to talk about, including what Alex Anthopoulos said about our Braves, what went wrong this season, where his head is at, and what he's trying to do. Braves lose today. We're live at Lake Lanier Islands, guys, Margaritaville Landshark Bar. Come by, hang out with us. It's Dukes and Bell.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.